The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on,
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big D. And as you just heard today, we have three. Three. It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. I figured I'd go with the original instead of the sample. As I said, I am your man, Big D. Yeah. This is the In Deep Show, and I got my crew with me today. My crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, what's up? Hey.
And as always, I'd like everyone to please rise to your feet, remove your caps, and all hail the Queen.
Shalom. Hola. Welcome.
Hi, B, what it do? What your weekends was like?
Man, I was pretty good, man. I got plenty of rest. Kayla had a little friend over this weekend, so it was pretty cool because it kept both of them upstairs and everything, you know. Actually, it's my brother-in-law now. Big ups to my brother-in-law, Lil B. He just got his first apartment with his girlfriend, and they are expecting a little one soon. I don't know when. But his girlfriend that he's with now, she already has a little one, and she's already pretty much part of the family. So she was over the house this weekend with Kayla. You know, that's kind of like Kayla's little sister. You know, so it was pretty cool. Man. It was pretty cool. They stayed upstairs out of my way. They stayed out of the man cave, mm-hmm. which made my weekend pretty much cool. You know, but Kayla really doesn't get in my way anyway. You know, but it was cool. It was cool.
Good. Well, yeah. Congrats to them. That's super cute.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did I do? Oh, unbeknownst to me, hidden, and maybe you may already know, hidden in the valleys of PG County. There is the Calvert Brewing. which I did not know about.
I heard of, haven't been to and located.
Yeah, it's up in the cut. So you gotta, you know how like normally like the breweries are like back up in the office park, back and past that, mm-hmm. and then back in some more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like one of those spots. We were like, no, y'all was hot. Y'all been hiding this shit all along in PG County under our noses. So the beer is okay. I mean, like I would say like I like the IPA. Mm-hmm. They have one that's called Senior Bezos that is aged in wine barrels.
Nice.
It was a little too sweet for me, but everybody else liked it. And they, you know, they had a really like a good list of beers. So in the spot, they have a really nice big bar you can saddle up to and do a tasting.
Okay.
So you in PG County, check them out.
Where at in PG County?
I would say like Upper Marlboro, okay. But kind of like off of 301.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like back, like I said, back up in the cut, down the street. You have to like pay attention.
Oh,
like,
right there.
So like going towards Calvert County.
If
it's off 301.
Yeah, I guess. That's not. It's really, the funny part is once you get on 301, it's not that far.
But you just like have Brandywine?
No, it's not even that far. That's what's crazy. I'm trying to tell you. That's what's crazy. It's like back up in there in an office park. You know, like you wouldn't even think about it because, you know, if you're doing 301, you would just totally pass the street and keep going. You wouldn't even think to turn down there because unless you work down there. You know what I mean? So, but there are like little signs that are, you know, that'll take you there. You know, but cool. I mean, so will Google. So.
All right.
But yeah, so that was fun. I mean, and just chilled other than that.
Cool and the motherfucking gang. Well, Miss Oni, we went back to the plantation. Not to give free labor, but to to do some a tasting over at the was it Blueberry Plantations over there where they make the limoncello and all of its variances and stuff. So that was actually pretty good because it was...
That was brave.
It was unscheduled. It was like...
right.
Like I had literally... I got up super early Saturday morning and washed a couple of loads of clothes. Then I sat down and...
Man, I thought I was the only one that washed clothes early Saturday morning.
Yeah, you know, just knocked chores out early and then... sort of getting ready to hunker down for just a, you know, just getting some R&R and chilling. And next thing I know, she'd be in the corner, like, put your clothes on, we going.
Well,
where the fuck we going?
Who drove?
I did.
Okay, well.
So, I mean, with a gun in my hand, no, I was kidding.
Whatever, to a tasting, sir.
It was actually really fun. And then the drive was even part of the fun getting there. Because it's funny, there's... The easy, civilized way to get there, they didn't take us. GPS took us literally up a mountainside where, like, you can kind of go like that and look at your death, you know?
Nope.
And it was like, it's like you'll just be, like, going up there, and then all of a sudden it's just drop, and then you just go.
Was that before the wind or after the wind?
That wasn't even windy then.
Okay, phew.
So it was pretty, and you know you're going up when you start seeing like water on the side of the mountain is frozen, and you're like, wait a minute, it was 50 something degrees 7 minutes ago. How is there ice on the side? But it was cool though. It was cool, and it's funny. It's like when we left, when we left the place, instead of making a left to go back the way we came, we made a right. Like right back in civilization,
was
closer.
Was it an accident or was it
intentional? No, it was intentional. Like we just kind of had a feeling, like, man, we're gonna just do this.
Okay,
you know me, I wanted to go back the other way so we can do the roller coaster thing again.
Oh, no, you don't.
But so yeah, we did that, and then we went up. I keep saying Planet Hollywood, the casino. Hollywood, Charlestown Raceway, Hollywood Casino. And we actually had dinner trackside.
Okay.
So that was actually pretty cool too. So yeah, that was the weekend. It was trying to buy an H2 Hummer I saw for sale too.
Okay.
That's when the gun actually came out to my head, right. And was like, get back in the vehicle.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it was nice. Anyway.
Yeah, low gas prices are not gonna last long, so
I could dig it, but it wouldn't be an everyday thing. Mm-mm. I would have just got it and came home and got on my knees and prayed for snow.
Mm-mm.
And just had some fun.
Nope.
Just donuts.
Shit. You know how that shit goes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a, but the funny thing, just sort of similar to what you were saying, being at the Calvert Brewery is like in the middle of like boom, hitting or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like we're literally just driving, and then all of a sudden the thing says, "You have arrived."
You're like, where?
Fuck you mean we arrived? Yeah. We on the Where's road. The we can't see. So I was like, man,
that's how they do it.
So we had to make a U and then just drive real slow. And Doc, you might remember this too. Remember back in the day on the old Adam West Batman?
Okay.
And remember how it was like a little dirt road and then the little fences dropped down when he came?
Right. You like made that. A quick turn.
Right. It was like, I'm not driving up in those bushes. And then a Mercedes came out. And I was like, oh, maybe there's something back there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that
y'all
shit
gonna
was
get caught on the plantation.
Cool. That's cool.
Right. And of course, that's the first sign. I bent the corner. And I didn't know what the name of the place. I just knew it was like the place that made the limoncello.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for something that says something along those lines. This shit said something plantation. I said, oh, no, we definitely in the wrong place.
Right.
Getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Trump, I still wouldn't this is probably Trump's new Camp David. Fuck this.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's one of the places you go in. You might not come out.
How about it?
Right, yeah. I wasn't having it. But it was fun, though. It was fun. They,
man, you braver than me. If it said plantation, I'd have been like, you know what?
I don't really need it. Right?
Let's go back down to the
I don't even like going into the soup plantation.
But it was like... They have, I don't, you know, the guy was like, you know, that was doing the tasting. He was, you know, was doing a presentation, so he had jokes and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I don't know if he was, like, fully truthful about the fact that he said, like, the owner was cool. When we called up there to find the information about him, the actual owner answered the phone. And, but he wasn't there or anything. He just answered the phone, and he was just like, yeah, come on. It's the best thing ever. Anyway, he said that they had went to Italy, and that's when they, you know, was introduced to limoncello, and they loved it so much. He said that they came home and bought 12 acres of land off of Craigslist.
Damn.
And that's where they set up shop now. So they had, like, this huge greenhouse with all the lemon trees in there.
That's dope.
And then they harvest their own ginger as well. And something else they do there. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
So we got a lot to get to today. So
something about the word plantation that
makes you just want to go back home. Let's start the show.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
what's that?
What's been it?
Hey, man, little Justin Bieber, apparently he wanted to jump in his Lambo and go get some coffee. Okay, he got to the coffee house and it was surrounded by like a lot of cops. Okay, so you know Justin, he's been getting in trouble with the cops a lot lately. So he decided, hey, you know what? Whatever y'all drinking is on me. Okay, so Justin went on and bought all the motherfucking policemen, you know, their little drinks or whatever.
The motherfucking
police. I thought that was pretty, huh?
The motherfucking police.
Yeah, okay, all right. But I mean, you know what?
Maybe. You said that. You do realize you're the one that said that, right?
Anyway, but I thought that was real big of the dude. You know, apparently he's been getting in trouble with the police a lot lately. So he bought the people, you know, a lot of coffee. you know. And then there was a few troopers or whatever that pulled up after that, and he bought them, coffee and stuff too. And then after that, he took a lot of pictures with him and anything, you know. After that, he tipped the person, the waitress or whatever, you know. He tipped her, you know, a nice little tip. I think it was like $100 or something. I'm not sure, but it was a pretty nice little tip. I think that's pretty cool for the little dude. Maybe that's showing a sign of maturity or whatever. You know, so that's pretty cool.
Whatever.
Okay. Now,
not to sort of on that tip thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I just felt it was a good gesture. After dinner this weekend, so our waitress, she was an older lady, and she was just as sweet as in country as she could be. And she had told us that she had been there, she had been working there for 46 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so that's what I tipped her, $1 for every year.
Damn.
I was like,
holy.
Yeah, it was just.
What?
She was just, you know.
I mean, it depends on what the tab. I mean, was that good or I don't know?
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, because dinner could have been $100, and that's pretty much not even 20%.
Yeah, nigga,
nowhere near $100.
Eat.
Huh?
Nowhere near $100. It was a buffet.
Okay.
So it was nowhere near.
Are you trying to say eat a lot? It could have been way more than what he
took. No, that's not what I was trying to say. What are you trying to say?
Hey,
but that's
hey,
cool though.
Oh,
was she?
Ooh,
did she like get it and come back? Because sometimes, you know, people will look at it before they walk away, or you know.
No, she
even
no,
noticed.
You know, we told her.
Oh, that was nice.
We was told, yeah. The let me see. The tip should have been. Oh, wait a minute. What was I told? I'm trying to think of what our total was.
If it was buffet, it couldn't have been a lot.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
It was like $50 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice.
Cool, man.
$60, I think it was.
Either way, still.
Who knows? Anyway, nice. That's what it did.
Nice conversation with the, you know, tip your waiters and waitresses.
There you go. No doubt. And another thing is, when I'm out at a restaurant or whatever.
When's that?
And that's not the point. I'm trying to make a point right here.
Oh, my bad.
Don't do that.
Okay.
My wife, I mean, God blessed her soul, and my mother-in-law.
She passed?
She ain't here no more?
No, listen, let me finish.
Oh, God bless her soul.
God bless her soul.
Let me finish. They have a way of making the waitresses or the waiter or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Mad because they always want to send stuff back. I don't care. Every time I've been out with them, there's something wrong with their food. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And they don't, like, say if you're the waitress or the waitress.
Mm-hmm. Sir, can I help you?
Waitress or the waiter.
Can I help
you? Know, and they want
to
give
would
it,
you like a
they, word? They don't, there's something wrong with the food. They have a way of saying it that will piss you off.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
You know, they won't say it, you know, like, you know, it's, hey, my food is kind of cold. If it's not too much trouble, can you put it back in the microwave or warm it up? They have a way of saying it that'll piss you off.
This food tastes like trash.
You
need to take
I'm
this
saying?
Shit back
and
bring me something
one
else.
Thing you do not want to do.
No,
it's
sir.
It's off, but I don't know if they know that.
You might want to share it.
Right.
You'd be like, you ate a whole bunch of spit
right.
sandwiches.
Exactly. They're not going to discriminate up against who gets extra sauce on their meals. They just said, oh, it's that table?
Right.
Sploosh.
But that's why when I get my food after they do that, when I get my food, I'll be like,
oh, I'm good.
Hey.
Nope.
Hey, but most of the time, I'm good. It's just that those two, man,
you know,
it's always
you know
something
that.
That's wrong.
The baby, too?
Nah, Kayla kind of like me. Kayla, like, I'm fine.
Well, you said those two. Who's the other person?
My wife and my mom-in-law.
Oh, okay.
You know, you should do that?
The apple doesn't fall far.
Uh-oh.
What you do?
Make a point. The next time you go out and that happens, mm-hmm. when it comes, you just be like, nah, I'm good. Don't I wouldn't order nothing. Just like, I'm good. Then on the way home, stop at like Wendy's or something. And grab something. And when they be like, yo, why you ain't just get something even?
But see,
the way y'all do shit, I don't fuck with.
But that I wish there's no reason for me going then. I mean, because most times.
Or that. That's another option. But see, the thing
just
is.
Go, huh, man?
See, the thing is, with those two, if you just say you're not going, they just going to think that you just want to just chill. They won't get the message that it's right. Their dining habits.
All right.
I would just be like, I'm all right. I'm good. I got this bread right here. I'm just going to crush this.
Huh, man. Little appetizers. I'm good to go.
And when I get home or on the way home, mm-hmm. grab me a little something and just... Uh-huh. Or pull the phone out and order something on Google, pick it up at another restaurant down the street.
All right, all right.
Fuck that.
Okay. Let me see. Moving on. Beyonce's Lemonade sold 1 million. 1 million copies. Okay. Now, apparently, somebody's trying to sue Beyonce for $20 million. Okay. The copyright lawsuit over Formation. Okay, now somebody, apparently a member of the New Orleans Bounce royalty, the late Messi Maya, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now at the beginning of the soundbite on the music, you know, they're saying that, you know, that Maya, that's pretty much, but if you listen to the video, if you mm-hmm. listen to the song, it pretty much sounds like that's a Maya right there. I don't know. It's been a lot of times people have been trying to sue Beyonce and Jay-Z over music, but I don't know. This time they might have something. Messy Maya, you know, at the beginning. Well, like I said, the sound bite that goes on to the Formation joint. You know, it sounds like they pretty much took the girl's music. So maybe they might have to pay her some money. That shit, they're asking for $20 million, but I doubt they get that much.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think they're gonna get that much.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna get that much, but they gonna get something. I can tell you that.
Miss Maya was a dude, right? UT-Dubs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Rest in peace goes to Mr. Al Jarreau, who died at the age of 76 while he was in the hospital. And they were saying that man was pretty much still on tour after a long period of time. I didn't know this, but they said, you know, he was steady, pretty much still going on at it, you know, at the age of 76. You know, I guess, I don't know. At that age, do you still need to really be out there singing?
Why not? Sure.
I guess maybe you love it. Love
right.
what you're
Think
doing.
About Tony
maybe
Bennett.
You need the money, huh?
Tony Bennett. Okay. Who? What's his name? Oh my gosh, Sweet Caroline. What's the song?
Neil Diamond.
Yeah. I mean, he looks. I don't know if he's 76, but he looked damn near close.
He
if he's
good.
Not.
He's still rolling.
Oh yeah.
He's hot.
You said I don't know about that.
I thought that's what you just said. You didn't say he was hot.
I don't know about saying he was hot.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he's still out there, because he was actually even on the Grammys last night. Okay. They were doing like the whole carpool karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, which no one knew the lyrics.
I'm like, how did y'all not have the words on the prompter? Know. It looked really weird.
How are you all entertainers and don't know that song?
Or at least the chorus part.
Goodness gracious.
Jason Derulo looked like a dummy. He was just standing there like, I'm here.
What's
okay.
the, oh my God, I can't, and now of course the name is slipping. The country singer that they handled, that they had
oh,
on
Faith.
Already. Faith. Yeah. They were like, take it, Faith. Yeah!
She was like, I don't.
Right.
She was like, I don't know the lyrics. I don't know the words to this song.
And then, freaking John Legend, he just totally whiffed. I've never seen. They told him, he was like.
I mean, because that's all you could do. I would like to see one person who knows literally all the words. Because, I mean, you know, people get real loud on the, you know, on the chorus.
Right.
Or Sweet Caroline. It's like, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Most people are like.
You know Sweet Caroline, Dan?
I have no idea.
Sweet Caroline. Bup, bup, bup. Nope. It really is a bar song.
No one? I don't know.
I mean, seriously.
It's yeah, it became sort of a cult classic.
Right.
A cult?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cult. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's normally it's like either it's karaoke or it's at a bar and it comes on and the whole bar singing it. So it's like if you know that the song from the beginning, you're like, that's something. Do you be?
Where not all of it. Began,
yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know.
I know the pre, everything from the pre-chorus up.
But then I know it's growing strong.
That's it right there?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder nobody.
Neil Diamond. The spring, you don't know who Neil Diamond is?
I didn't say I don't know who Neil Diamond is. I said no wonder nobody knew who that song. Who'd have
believed you'd come along? I just told
you. Thousands and thousands and millions of people.
Right, I was like, I just told you. Bar, karaoke.
Why didn't they know it?
Bar, it was the Grammys.
That's
bar.
The whole reason why the point of bringing it up is the surprise that they didn't.
Touching me, touching you.
He all angry.
I mean, I guess if it's not, you know, Chris Brown or something, it's not worth
it. Yeah, when it comes to me, you're right. You're right. All right. Okay, let me see. Okay. Did I say Al Jarreau?
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur Ashe.
And Arthur Ashe. All right. Oh, also Tom Cruise's mother. Mireille Lee Smith passed away. All right, so there you go. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all kiss my ass.
And no, thank you.
Have more coming up. Got more coming up, Queen?
Yo.
Yep. Y'all
whole
stay tuned.
Whole lot of more.
Get Doc familiar with Neil Diamond.
Ellie is fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA is fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one. And no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. I am, said I. Everybody knows one song sung blue, every garden grows warm. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then, but when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Sing them out again.
song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice.
Can you cut this shit off? I see why I ain't, you know.
Said that you don't see why he's one of the most popular artists in the world.
Yeah. Now with me. How many albums of his do you have?
You think you can? I got a whole computer full of them.
Okay.
If I got one, it's one more than you.
So
why would you challenge someone that you have nothing of?
All right. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the In Deep Show. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. Shout out to Forget That Yo, the gentleman of Off That Drank, for Shawnee. And if I didn't do it last time, shout out to Kyla for sharing the dating show as well. If I forgot. Hey, girl. Hey. What's up? Haven't spoken to you in a while. Hope you are well. So I am so glad we posted the questions last week, because we got a lot of feedback, and apparently you guys are really, like, you know, serious when it comes to tipping. How about that? So a lot of feedback. So well, let's see. So the question was, or one of the questions, if someone invited you out to dinner and they said they were quote unquote treating, the bill comes and they ask you to pay the tip, how would you respond? So let's see. Mr. Lamont said, Lamont from Brown Skin and Glasses, he said the announcement of the treat ahead of time means they pay. You're absolved. However, if it's a random meal, the check comes, then they offer to pay, then you get the tip. Yeah, makes sense. Ms. Davis said, I would have to side eye. If you treating, then that includes the tip and all. If I'm treating, I'm not asking you to do anything but have a good time. Rude Boy says, it was a free meal. The least you can do is cover the tip. And if the service was great, tip double. It was a free meal. Ballin'. Miss Christmas Tree says, if I had the cash, I would provide the tip. Otherwise, I'd be looking at the person like, that's the little squinty emoji, like, you got this, right? Okay. Because you invited me. Okay. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, said, I would tip little bro. No problem. No questioning it. It shows my appreciation. And if he or she does the tip, doesn't do right by the tip, I just add to it. I was like, oh, that's nice. Mr. J said, pretend to go to the bathroom when the check got laid down. Handle that one, partner. Mm-hmm. This is Mr. J from ooh, why did your show just pop out of my head? The we did it on Recap to Recap. Damn it, Jim. No, it's the Black Cinema Show. It just popped out of my head. I'm like, I was about to say it, and it was like, bleep. All right, we're going to come back to you, Mr. J. All right. Mr. Rashani said, I'd pay. The tip is the least I can do if they paid for all the meal, which would be a lot because I go hard. We do too. So we get it. Miss Kyle, oh, hey, Kyle Love, said, I would expect them to pay the tip because they offered to treat, which is inclusive of tipping if you're having a sit-down meal. If you ask me to pay the tip and we don't have prior tipping experience, i.e. my dude, my girls, my daddy, and them, that would put me in a pickle because I rarely carry cash. A lot of people don't these days. Mm. So Miss Bess said, no problem. I probably would have offered anyway. She real nice. Mr. Nolan said, I pay the tip. It's the least I can do. Egregio said, I pay it. And I was like, you want this out of town? Or, I mean, I thought he meant the whole bill and a tip. Mm. Okay, but he just meant the tip. Chaz says, pay it, but put an asterisk on the night happening. Mm-hmm. Because that means I feel like he's going to be like, I'm side-eyeing you for that. Miss Oni said, paying the ding-dang tip. Damn these entitled folks. Paying the bill was enough. Mr. McClain said, I would definitely pay the tip.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Makes sense. You know, hey, you do what you do the way you do it.
There you go.
So the Big B curveball, part two of that question was, if you hang out with your friend and he or she is a horrible tipper, how would you handle that? Let's see what people have to say. Mr. Juan said, say, look here, Finkelstein. Or is it Stein? Everybody has their rules, and one of mine is nobody likes to work for free. So if you can't tip 20% like an adult, then stay your ass home with the children. What's it gonna be? Proper tip or ass whooping? Make it easier on yourself. Right? Miss Oni said, that depends. If you are a horrible tipper on good service, I would just add to the tip. If they are a horrible tipper on bad service, well, I would just walk out of the restaurant in front of them. LOL. Rude boy says, right? Tell them that being cheap is not good, especially when you are being an asshole to someone bringing you things you will later consume.
Right.
Right.
Day,
okay. All right. Day, right. Day. Serving is not an easy job, and servers deserve respect if they are awesome at what they do. Mm-hmm. Also, I would call the server and ask my poor tipping friend in front of them, what did they do? Okay, so I mean, so you're just gonna embarrass your friend? Okay, cool.
Cool.
Uh huh.
I'll let you finish that.
Okay.
I want to ask.
All right, I got just a couple more. Mr. Nolan said, either call their asses out or just compensate by contributing more to the tip. Depends on who the friend is. I get that. L. Stone said, if they are paying the meal, I would get the tip or just throw in a little extra on whatever they tipped. Okay. So Rashani said, I generally would get separate checks and tip for my meal using a card, which I think a lot of people do. Cause you know, as Kai said, you don't carry cash, you know, maybe unless you know that friend is shady AF and then you just carry cash anyway. So you can add some extra. I don't know. Right. So Miss Davis also said, I would pull them to the side and let them know to do better and why. You got to do better, son, or we can't hang. That's what she's pretty much saying.
Along the same lines of that, I found this to be another debated topic.
You about to switch on me again?
No, I just want to ask.
Okay, because I have one more. Okay.
Do you... I'm trying to get the words together here. Mm-hmm. Do you short your waiter or waitress in their tip for bad service because the restaurant is out of shit?
No.
I've asked that to a lot of people, and you'd be amazed how many people say they're a representative of the business. So,
yep.
And I'm like, no, they're not. If they're not a manager, they don't handle the ordering and making sure things are stocked and so forth.
Now, sometimes you don't know the kitchen either.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And they get blindsided. A lot of times people go back and put orders in and be like, yeah, we're out of this.
Ooh, we're out of this swordfish.
We're out of it. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see why you punish them for that. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if they are on the ball, you know, beforehand, like when they come up and, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm your service today. Hey, I just want to apologize in advance and let you know there's a couple things on the menu that are not available, blah, 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 blah. And I don't see why you punish them for the restaurants. So, I don't know.
I agree with that.
No doubt.
Okay.
I mean, they're assholes in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to, you know, oh, you don't have this, and then they're going to bark at you because you're the only person that they can... you know, vent on at the time, and you're going to be the person to catch it. So you're going to have to catch it and say, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but this is what it is. You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. But
right. I mean,
you don't want to have to catch that.
Unfortunately, yeah. Sometimes you do have to catch the L, but yeah. Tipping wise, no, they suck. Those people are cheap. Anyway, so a little bit more feedback about the tipping situation. I think to be considered and thankful, you should pick up the tip no matter what it is. The fact that this person offered to pay for meals and drinks and even think of you to begin with, at least you could do is tip the waiter or the waitress and stay humble. If you can't pick the tip up for financial reasons, explain that before you agree to go out in the first place. Communication can save an ass whooping in a friendship or a relationship, which is true. Thanks, BTG.
Niggas is getting beat down behind checks.
Maybe.
Tips.
Maybe. I mean, because, you know, if you had in your mind, like, you know, to spend a certain amount of money, you know what I'm saying? Or you think you're going to go out and be treated and, like, you know, again, I go back to what Kai said. You think you're going to be treated, you're not going to have any cash on you. So if you're expected to pay the tip, and then it just gets awkward, like, okay, put, you know, the bill is like $55. Okay, put 50 on his card and 5 on mine. So that way, you know, it'll carry over and then you can tip. Because other than that, you know, you can't tip unless there's, you know, like, well, you can't. I mean, unless you put $5 on your card, because, you know, it's like, you can't be like, okay, put 55 on his card and then put the tip on mine. It don't work like that.
But you know what? With me, I always at least like to have at least $20 worth of cash on me at all times. Even though I got, you know, like credit cards and,
right,
you know, my savings account card, my link card and all that kind of crap. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I've never really been out with somebody to say, you know, I got this, you know, I'm going to take care of this and I'm going to do all that, you know. But, you know, even if that came up, I still got my little $20 cash. But that's just me. I always like to have at least $15, $20 worth of cash on me at all the times.
I understand. You know. And you're right. And you really, you know, should have cash on you at all times, because you don't know when you're going to need it. Maybe somebody might help you and you might need to tip them something.
Or you might have a little shorty black, might have some socks or something, you know, some insulated socks that you really need. And you can get them for like $3 when they used to call it like $10.
Or a DVD with like one episode of New Edition.
I told you about that.
You told us about that.
Okay.
Listening audience.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but
even knowing it was on demand.
Right.
And I watched it this weekend.
And it was three different.
You better count me out. I know the steps.
Right. Okay.
It brought back all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Okay. But I mean, I guess the very least is like if somebody invites you out, maybe go to the ATM. So you have some cash on you.
Okay, yeah.
Because sometimes
go ahead and pay that dog and then take me to the ATM. If I don't have the money, you know, I take me to the ATM and I got you.
But
at least that. Yeah. I can say that.
I don't know. I'm just like, you treating. Okay.
Right. I mean, that's another way of looking at
it. But, you know, and that spawned from me messing up. So I shouldn't have expected my friend to do that, so. I own it.
Nigga, if you tell me you treating.
No, but we were. No, I didn't say it wasn't a pre we're treating. It was like we were out eating. And then I was like, oh, I'll treat, but can you pay the tip? That's how it went down. It wasn't like I didn't call her and say, hey, I'm going to treat you to dinner. And then, you know, and I didn't pay the tip. Because if I treated her to dinner, then I would mean.
Like Brian said, like, look, nigga, I'm going to treat you. You got the tip. I'll like, yeah, hell yeah.
Right. Well, that's a heads up, though.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that's another thing too.
All right, we got some more feedback.
We do.
Let's zoom in.
Let's get into it.
Feed me, C-Mo.
What up, IDS fam? This is your boy Kmart. I kind of want to go back and harp on the topic from last week that I commented on about going into a room and speaking to everybody and everything like that. It's funny, when I was in the gym and I was listening to the show, it made me think about like my mom and everything like that. when I was about 8 or 9 years old, like, she'd always make me and my sister hug people. Like, whenever we used to go over people's houses, she made us hug them and everything like that. I mean, me being at, like, that age, I mean, and even as a grown-up now, I mean, I'm not too fond of really hugging people I don't really know. I mean, I'll give you a handshake and everything like that, give you dap and everything like that, or give you, like the bro hug and stuff like that. But, like, just full-on embracing, hugging, I wasn't too thrilled about that, especially if I don't know you. Now, if I know you, that's cool. I mean, hey, there's love there. But anyway, so my mom, like I said, I mean, I don't know if this is a Southern thing. I mean, I know my grandmother's from the South and my mom and everything were all from the Midwest. But I don't know what that was. But like I said, she made us hug people. So there was, like, her tax lady. Her name is Miss Tever. This lady, God rest her soul, she stanked and her house stanked. But for some reason, my mom made my sister and I hug her every single time. And oh my God, make your stomach want to turn over. That woman made my stomach, like, damn near this somersault. But anyway, we did it because, I mean, hey, of course, I mean, you're going to do what your mom tells you to do. And like, by, like, probably like last year or something like that, me and my sister, we was kind of messing with my mom. It was like, man, why did you make us hug people? Why? And you made us hug that lady, man. She smelled. My mom was like, well, she said, I totally understand why you felt that way. But look at the way you guys are now. You guys have manners. You guys are respectable. You guys will greet people. So she said, really what that was is just, it's a learning thing. It's just something that, hey, it's kind of getting you guys ready for when you guys get older and how to properly address people. And true, yeah, hug, yeah, maybe it was kind of uncomfortable. But now you guys really don't have an issue with engaging people. So I really found that to be intriguing. That was a very good conversation. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever make my kids or anything like that hug like a complete stranger. True. But, hey, it is what it is. That's it for that. But and the second topic about the tip, if a situation like that was to arise, if I had cash on me, yeah, I'd definitely pay. I know me and anybody who's been out with me, who's been to dinner with me, like my fiance or like my family, they know my lifeline is my debit card and my credit cards. I live with those two things. And I've always been like that. Ever since I started working, I've always just had like my debit card and live with my credit cards. I've always been like, if I have cash on me, I'm more liable to spend it. So if like a situation like that was to arise, I mean, Queen, that was a hell of a question. If something like that was to come up and somebody was to invite me, I think I probably would go get some cash just in case something like that was to happen. But like if in the moment, I'd probably have to either just, hey, just give the waiter my card and just say, hey, look, if they can slide the tip over there onto there, then that's cool. I may just have to go to, like, if the restaurant may have like an ATM machine, I can just go over there and just get some cash out. But my thing is, though, at least just let me know like in advance, though, so I can kind of be prepared, so I don't look silly when you ask me. And if somehow I don't have the cash, we're not having this little awkward moment here. So that's it, you guys. Great show as always. I'll catch you with you guys later. Peace out.
That's what's up.
Stinky lady.
What the hell? But, yeah, back in the day, for real. Who? Moms, really. You'd be like, oh, go ahead and give your aunt a hug. I'm like, oh, we're not related, but okay. I don't know why people used to do that. But they did. Oh, okay. So, thanks for your feedback, Kmart. We dig it, and it is Doug.
But you know what, though? I think when you got to hug the stinky person like that, your stinky aunt or whatever, that's like a boot camp. You know, you hug the nice people, you hug the funny people, you hug the good people, then you hug the stinky people. Once mm-hmm. you hug the stinky people, you get past the stinkiness and everything, and then after that, you good. You good. Most likely, if you get past the hugging the stinky person, after that, you don't really have to hug a stinky person
ever again.
Now, well, I'm not gonna say ever again.
Okay.
You know, stinky people, they come in periods. They come in sections.
Okay.
Yeah. You hug a stinky person in 2008. You might not hug another one until 2025.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is based off a question we asked a little bit ago. Well, a couple of weeks ago. What would you do if you found out that your mate or the person you are dating secretly voted for Trump? So to go back a little bit, Mark, the one feedback I read where they said, bump that, what's up, bro? That was to you. And it was Mark. Well, I want to put his last name out there, but it's on there. But another Mark said, what's up, bro? And you're like, who? I don't even know who that is.
But hold on, yeah. Wait a minute. Did I sound like that?
Yes.
You made me sound real gay, though. You're like, my heart, I don't know who that is. Did I sound like that, though?
Okay, that wasn't like a... I mean...
No, that's the way you just said... Okay, say it again.
Dude. I said, who? I didn't even know who that was.
I didn't even know who that was.
Is that better?
There you go. Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
okay. But anyway, so that's man. Your friend. You don't even know who your friend is, in other words. But... Mark, I'm going to show him your picture so he'll realize who you are. But anyway, so shout out to Miss Oni and Chaz for sending in the story that wife leaves husband of 22 years because he voted for Trump. So apparently Gail McCormick said, you know, well, she describes herself as a Democrat leaning towards socialist. Okay. All right, girl. All right. So she heard her husband tell a group of friends that he was going to vote for Donald Trump. She was like, the fuck? Okay, she didn't really say it like that, but she said, it totally undid me that he could vote for Trump. I mean, which is, sounds like the fuck. Okay. Right. Pretty much the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So this is how like, for real she was. She was a 73-year-old woman was like, nah. We've been married for like 22 years. She's like, I can't even do this anymore. Because she felt betrayed because he was supporting Donald Trump.
Wow.
She said, I felt like I had been fooling myself. It opened up areas between us I had not faced before. I realized how far I had gone in my life to accept things I would never have accepted when I was younger.
Watch out.
Gail, girl, we understand.
And she's 73.
Huh? Who am I sleeping with?
Ooh.
It's like the ID channel. No, it's like the ID channel. Who the bleep did I marry? You don't know who you married.
And how long had they been married?
22 years.
22 years. And she's 73.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You go ahead, calculate.
Ooh. Fifty-seven.
He said, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, Lord.
Ooh wee.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's too late to change now. I mean, it's not. No, it's not.
What, it's never too late to be happy. Mm-mm.
Oh, what you think? She gonna just divorce him now?
Yes, that's what she's in the process of doing.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Sometimes, you know, politics.
Who the hell gonna marry old ass?
Maybe she don't want to be married. Like, maybe she's okay.
Maybe she's just trying to find a way to get out of it anyway.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe she's okay with not being married anymore. Some people are okay with not being married.
Really, though, you just gonna divorce me because I have different views from you? I mean,
why not?
Married couples pretty much have that shit anyway, you know. So you gonna divorce me after 22-50 years of marriage?
Not 22-50.
Yeah, you know how. I smooth did that. But I'm saying though, I mean, come on, man, y'all been together that long. Ain't nobody else gonna want your old ass. So
maybe she don't want nobody to want her old ass.
Maybe she was looking for a reason to get out of that shit anyway.
Who knows? But sometimes, you know, you just need that reason where it's like, you know what? It was always in the back of my head.
She wants some old new dick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it could have been always in the back of her head. She was like, you know what? Something's not right about him.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. And maybe that was the line that she was like, oh,
well,
okay.
Why did she roll out then? Why is she going to wait for him?
She said that was the line. She was like, this is the line. He's voting for this motherfucker.
No, you said maybe back in the day she had a...
But you know, sometimes you... Come on, Mark. You know, sometimes you get in a relationship with somebody and you know this person is not necessarily... Yeah. The person you want to be
with.
That's
how it is at the beginning. Everything is motherfucking flowers and roses, and everything smells good, and all the music that's playing on the radio makes you think of the relationship that you're in. We're in this love together. Oh, I shouldn't have did that.
No, it was fine. That was good. It was an RP version of. But I mean, because you actually know he passed.
I know, that's
okay.
Why I said
it. All right, okay. But. No, that was okay. That was good.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. I think people would kind of feel like, I've been in a relationship with somebody. I know I should not be in a relationship with this person.
But my whole thing is, if you've been in a relationship that long, there's something real deep embedded in your heart. And just the fact that you voted for somebody, that's going to be... the deal breaker after fucking 50 years or whatever. Okay. Just because I
or 22, but
whatever.
22 is like 50. You real close to 22.
I'm trying to prove a point here. God damn it, woman. 22 years. Okay. All right. We've been together for 22 years. And the fact that I voted for Donald Trump, now you're going to leave me, bitch?
Oh, okay. Now she a
bitch. Goddamn it. Goddamn hoe. No, because now you're going to leave me after all these years I invested in your life and my life. Now you know.
Okay.
Hey. Nah, I mean, I'm trying to stir up. I'm trying to stir it up.
All right.
Ooh, put it together. You got a stew. All right.
Stew shit. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
But this motherfucker that we got, our president.
He's a bitch.
Man, just this bitch.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He's a motherfucking bitch ass. Yeah, right. I was going to say nigger. He's not a nigger. He's a motherfucker.
Well, but maybe she felt the same way, is all I'm going to say. Yeah. B, what else you got?
Hey, nigga, what you got?
All right. I heard this story earlier, and... I thought it was something I definitely wanted to share with the listeners, and it actually kind of provoked a question for today's audience. So there was a gentleman in Galveston, Texas, named Mr. Leslie Ray. Is it Charming? Leslie Ray Charming, yep. Nickname Popeye. Now off the break, you would think, with a nickname like Popeye, everybody got to love Popeye. I mean, come on, man.
We got to love Popeye. Fucking Popeye.
Popeye wasn't that loved.
He was strong.
Leslie passed away recently. And, when it came time to write the obituary, his family did not hold back their true feelings of Mr. Leslie Ray.
Shit.
His obituary read as such. Leslie Ray Popeye Charming was born in Galveston on November 20th, 1942. He passed away January 30th, 2017, which was 29 years longer than expected and much longer than he deserved. He battled with cancer in his latter years and lost his battle ultimately due to being the horse's ass he was known for. He leaves behind Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. He leaves behind two Relive Children, a son, Leslie Roy, and daughter, Sheila Smith, along with six grandchildren and countless other victims, including an ex-wife, relatives, friends, neighbors, doctors, nurses, and random strangers. At a young age, Leslie quickly became a model example of bad parenting, combined with mental illness and a complete commitment to drinking, drugs, womanizing, and being generally offensive. Leslie enlisted to serve in the Navy, but not so much in a brave and patriotic way, but more as a part of a plea deal to escape sentencing on criminal charges. Hmm. While enlisted, Leslie was the Navy boxing champion and went on to sufficiently embarrass his family and country by spending the remaining of his service in a Balboa Mental Hospital, receiving much-needed mental health care services. Leslie was surprisingly intelligent. However, he lacked ambition, motivation to do anything more than being reckless, wasteful, squandering his family's savings, and fantasizing about get-rich-quick schemes.
Damn.
Leslie's hobbies included being abusive to his family.
Check.
Right. Expediting trips to heaven for beloved pets.
Mm. You killed.
Wow. And fishing. And
okay.
Fishing.
What the fuck? The one kind of sort of legal thing.
Right.
Okay, great.
Which was less skill which he was less skilled with than previously mentioned. Oh, man. Leslie's life served no obvious purpose. He did not contribute to society or serve his community.
Damn,
he posed no redeeming quality besides quick-witted sarcasm, which was amusing during his sober days.
Oh.
With Leslie's passing, he will be missed only for what he never did, being a loving husband, father, and good friend. No services will be held. There will be no prayers for eternal peace and no apologies to the family he tortured.
Burn in hell.
Leslie's remains will be cremated and kept in the barn until Ray, the family's donkey's wood shavings, have run out.
Shit.
Leslie's passings prove that evil does in fact die and hopefully marks a time of healing and safety for all.
Yo, wow.
I don't think Leslie was loved.
I'm going to go with no.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
No doubt. So, naturally, you know, his family and his daughter has received like incredible backlash for, you know, like, you know, just, you know, people saying, you know, as bad as your dad was, he was still your dad. You should respect him. Da da da. Blah blah blah.
And y'all say fuck all that.
Right.
All right.
And real quickly, she went on the news to talk about this once it got out and everything. And her response to the people that had responded to her quickly was, "I wrote my father's obituary. I love my father because he was my father, and in his passing would not have been any less difficult. And in his passing would not have been any less difficult had he, wait a minute, had he been a good father. As someone that hated a liar, I believe even he would have appreciated the honesty. I apologize to anyone that my father hurt, and I felt it would have been offensive to portray him as anything other than who he was. This obituary was intended to help bring closure because not talking about domestic violence does not make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to those that have offered sincere condolences, understanding, and prayers for our family. Your words bring comfort. I am happy for those that simply do not understand. This means you had good parents. Please treasure what you have. Although I appreciate everyone's concerns, it would have been much more appreciated at any time during my childhood. For those being cruel, please remember that now you resemble my father, and I will be more than happy to pen your obituary as well.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, she's jab wordy.
Right.
But I get what she's, you know, what she said. That was probably like therapy for her. I mean, I'm saying you put it out in public.
It has to be, yeah.
But it was probably therapy. If your dad was as bad as you just said he was, you know, whatever.
So with that being said, I posed to the crew and posed to the listeners. Is there anyone personal, famous, or indifferent that you would love to write their obituary? And if you could have that opportunity, who would it be and what would it say? I know this probably takes a little bit of thought. So we will revisit this next week.
Yeah, let's revisit.
So, give you some time to think about who would it be and what would it say.
All right.
And we will reveal our responses along with the Deepster's response.
Next week.
Well, I mean, if you know one off the top.
I mean, I don't have anybody that I hate like that. So,
right. Yeah. It's not a sincere hate, if it's just a genuine dislike or what have you, or if it's, you know.
I mean, because to be honest with you, like anybody I don't like, I would not write an obituary for you. So it'd be really hard for me to even come up with some shit. But, .. Let me think. That's why I wanted to wait till next week. Okay, well, it's kind of hard to come off the top of the dome.
Yeah, let me just give like examples so we won't have to go like too deep into
like a Donald Trump.
I don't want to put people's business out there and this and that. It could be to the person that cut Donald you off Trump. On the way. We got Donald Trump. We got that one.
Yeah, I'm like that.
To the person that cut you off on the way to work in the morning. To the person that drank the last cup of coffee and didn't make fresh coffee in the office. It doesn't have to be that serious. It can just be something fun.
Okay, so you also want to go with lighthearted kind of obituary.
We can take it wherever you want to. We IDS.
Okay.
Oh, we can take it wherever you guys want to take this.
There you go.
Okay.
Could be to your man Big B because I don't agree with this motherfucker's points of views.
Because I like the Cowboys.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you?
No, I mean, no.
Don't. Hey.
Calm
hey,
down, sir. I'm talking. It was an example of, because, people. Don't play. Calm down, sir. You've been here long enough to realize. Okay.
So, yeah. Whew.
All right.
Send
it up. InDeepShow@yahoo.com.
Get ready to get heated.
Or 202-750-1437.
Play, don't play.
Okay. That's it.
God, well, you know.
Hey. E-I-U-R-R.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
And that means I love you.
Well, that's okay. I was trying to say it. What do you say? It's kitty bop boop bop bop language.
You know how it go. You don't know how to comfort that girl?
I do not, sir.
Oh, that's what's wrong with you.
Doctor.
Oh, let me see. Two fingers for my family here today. My brother, my big sister. My big sister, my big brother.
Big sister, I'm not as old as you are, so. Little sister?
Okay, little sister.
Thank you.
And little brother.
Thank you.
Okay. But when I say big sister, it's because of your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the knowledge that you have of the world is stuff like that. Okay, little sister and little brother. Let me see. One finger, two. Your little goddamn dogs, man, to be trying to chew me up when I come to the goddamn house, man. Little Blackie and what's the other one?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, those two little goddamn
Versace and Sebastian. Sir.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Versace and
no, not Versace. Versace. Sachi.
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 Sachi. Yeah. Right. You got designer dogs and shit.
Okay.
I mean, they cool though. They cool though.
Was that both?
Yeah, I said
two and one for the dog. Okay. Greeny.
All right. I would like to send two fingers out to the Valentine's Day lovers out there.
This is for the lover in
you. I mean, if you celebrate it, hey, that's great. Because some people don't. And if you do and you want to take out your boo or your bae or your boo-boo, your boo-ski.
Oh, your boo-bae.
Can I give a word of advice to... people, don't fall for that shit that, nah, you know, I show love all year round because now you don't need to make Valentine's Day special. And that is bullshit.
See, that's your bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But I give gifts all year round, but I still give gifts for Christmas.
But see, some people do Valentine's Day and some people don't.
I can do
whatever,
it.
But again, my two fingers are...
Baby chickens. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Well, I don't think it's them being cheap. But anyway, so if you celebrate it, good for you. If you don't, okay, whatever. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care. Right. One finger. I feel
those
like...
Those are the same people that are Seminary of Venice the day before Christmas. I'm going to be giving gift.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, make sure you date. If that's important, if those holidays are important to you, make sure you date somebody that feels the same as you. I'm saying we can save this for Dating Sucks, but make sure.
Dating Sucks coming to the airways near you.
Right.
I'm just saying, make sure if this holiday is important for you, make sure you hang out with somebody that is important to them as well. Oh, and they like celebrating it.
There you go.
Well, real quick, Queen. Dating Suck questions. Where can people send those? Because
if you do have a dating question, if you do have a dating question, it's still the same thing. Yeah. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. You want to send some feedback. 202-750-1437.
Absolutely. Okay. Just put in the subject, Dating Sucks.
Yeah, so it actually would be very helpful if you did that. I'm trying to even think of, do I have a one finger? I feel like there's one out there. Well, I'll just send a one finger out to the person who does not know how to drive in a traffic circle, just because, you know.
Save for the obituary. No, I'm just kidding.
I would, but I ain't going to remember. So I'm going to save this one. I'm going to give you this one finger. You going to take that work.
Make this obituary for tag number Maryland 653.
I'm saying to that black Range Rover laid on their horn because I went out in the intersection on the... on a traffic circle, it was my turn to go. So, you get this one finger work, all right?
All right.
And I almost broke my wrist laying on my horn, too. Mm. So you get that. You get both of it.
Oh.
Get this work.
All right, then.
All right.
Yeah.
Two fingers to... another damn day. Boy, I tell you, when you wake up in the morning, you don't know the Most High gave you one more chance to get it right. I thank you. Especially after the restless damn night I had last night. My head was pounding. I just couldn't get comfortable. It was miserable. So, two fingers for definitely seeing another beautiful, beautiful day.
Amen.
I thought I was going to lose my roof last night. when
right was, if you were out here shit, yeah I was gonna terrible. Say if you were in the DMV yeah you thought oof you were like
man one finger I'm just gonna say one finger goes to leaders with no leading qualities. Leaders who, just because a title has been bestowed upon you, you feel that you possess the skills it takes to lead people when you really don't. Enjoy the title while you have it.
Oopsie.
Yep. That's what I got.
Hold up. We didn't even talk about the Grammys. Can I just say real quick how I love Adele, but her comment about the "Bae, you know your thing, it means so much. It means so much to me and my black friends." Okay, girl, you could have just said my friends. My friends, we really appreciate your music. You ain't have to single out the black people, because that's kind of like, some of my best friends are black. You ain't have to do that.
Yeah, my white friends don't really fuck with that bullshit, but my black friends, that shit mean a lot to me.
Right, I'm just saying. So, I love you, Adele, but girl,
Adele just needed a crying moment because she fucked up the George Michael tribute.
But I do like that she was like, up, scup, nope, stop. Some curse words. She was like, no, stop it. We're going to redo this joint. It was a song that nobody knew, but that was okay. That was okay. I mean, nobody. Did you know that song?
I'm not that familiar with her music.
No, it was George Michael.
Oh, the
song.
George Michael song. Yeah, I wasn't.
I know. That song.
I had to ask only what it was. She knew it. She was like, no. She was on top of it.
I'm like, I'm a fan, but I'm like, right. No, that was a random ass song to me. I'm like, could you have sung something a little more upbeat?
I kept it on, and I was really saddened overall by his tribute, because he wasn't known so much for that. He was a partier. He made you dance. He made you get up and have fun and wake me up before you go and all that good stuff.
Right.
You know, I would have loved to have seen, you know, there would have been a good time for Robin Thicke to bring his ass out.
No.
And sing.
Nope.
Sing some songs.
Nope.
Since, you know, you resemble him a little bit.
Not at all. You know who George Michael was. You know. Not at all. But, and Bruno Mars. I mean, we're not even going to count Beyonce's, her performance. That was dope. But Bruno Mars, I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, Bruno.
Forget the way he held it down with that guitar.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was
about.
Like, wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about.
That boy, that good.
Yeah. That boy.
Yeah, good. He's
I'm saying, because you hit like the, you just hit it.
Right.
It was like you were channeling.
And I'm mad that I didn't even know 60 Minutes did a piece on him before the Grammys.
I did a piece on him damn near a year ago.
There's a microphone right there.
I did a piece on him, god damn it, about a year ago. I told y'all the boy was bad when he was, his father had him in the studio when he was fucking like this. And he was bad then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if y'all remember, but
we do. But I'm just saying, we, you know.
Do you remember what his dad's name is and what he played?
I don't know, but I know his dad was bad.
All right, cool.
But you know, it's like, you know, it was good to see it on, you know, on full display. You know, the way he did, and it was done.
It was dope.
I think I would have rather sort of a medley of Prince songs, though.
Morris Day did some stuff.
Morris Day did the time stuff.
I mean, it was still Princey.
Fuck all that.
Oh.
I wanted to see Bruno do a medley of Prince stuff.
He only did one song? I thought he did multiple songs.
Just did one.
Maybe because it was like getting late.
Well, shit. If Adele wasn't fucking songs up having to restart them.
She only did one. It was one song.
I understand.
Whatever.
It's a good thing I set my recorder to go 30 minutes extra.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, that was more of a fitting tribute than I think the Adele tribute was. I think, to me, that Adele tribute was all about watch what I can do with this song more than a tribute to George. You know what I'm saying? Just off here. Shout out to, oh my gosh. You know, I forgot the name of the damn group. That song is just so catchy. Once I was 7 years old.
Oh, that dude.
I love that song. I heard that song for the first time. I was in Wawa one day. And it just stuck in my head. And then, you know, I looked it up. And awesome song, yeah. So, sad that he didn't win anything. They didn't win anything.
Well, he got to perform.
Hold on, one more thing. Did you notice how many technical mistakes took place yesterday in terms of teleprompter going down, mics not on? I mean, one of the best parts of the show was the Lady Gaga with Metallica, and they didn't even have Hatfield's mic on.
It was funny. I caught that part where it was like Lady Gaga was like, I guess I'll share a mic with you, but I don't really want to because I'm jamming and I'm rocking out to my own shit. Which I thought was kind of like corny.
Yeah, but
I mean, she could have shared the mic a little bit more. Even though you knew he was having problems, you should have been like, oh, well, you're Metallica. This is your shit. Let me give you the mic and then I'll just kind of sing off, you know, off to the side. But she was like full force on the mic singing and really not really giving him a chance.
She was really extra.
Well, I mean, she was doing what you do.
She was bopping and acting nuts.
Well, you do what you do when you go to a Metallica concert. You bang your head and you jump in the crowd.
Be at when it comes.
I'm just saying, that's what you do.
Gotta get to that one.
That's what you do.
No doubt.
There you go.
All right. Well, gotta get out of here. Shout out Chance the Rapper for doing your damn thing. Hold on, wait a damn minute. Tribe last night.
Oh yeah.
Wow. It hurts my heart that Fife ain't here to party and rock out like this. Oh my goodness. But they did it last night.
Yeah. Shout out to Busta Bus.
Busta
and his big ass.
Bus.
Yeah, I heard Busta did this thing.
Bus don't know if he wanna be swole or swollen.
Whatever he is, I like it.
Bus been getting man.
I like it. Whew. Keep eating. Keep going to the gym. Keep eating that them rice and peas, and then going to the gym.
Swole.
I'm just saying, and then eating a bag of potato chips.
Bus used to be swole, but now he's swollen.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And eating a bag of potato chips and like a dozen donuts, and then going to the gym for like 10 minutes.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You get old, it's hard to lose all the pounds.
It is. I like a big-headed buster. Bust a bus.
Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway.
As you say, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
As we always like to say in closing.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you. Out of my goddamn house! Out, damn spot! You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out, goddamn it! All of you out!
That's another little something for Dr. Fiddley.
Lonely, and she was lonely.